It's weird.
It's weird. Were you going to say something nasty about the people at school?
No, I was going to tell you Big Fatty got a bunch of sugar-free candy.
Careful, don't eat too much.
Oh, really? Why wouldn't you eat too much? Because, can you speak from experience?
Yes, because it'll make you squirt shit out your ass for an hour after.
Oh, doesn't that sound lovely?
No. Now,
did you feel very cleared out afterwards?
The hour is like hell, so... sure, I felt like every drop of moisture had flown out of my ass, but it wasn't pleasant.
Oh, that's delightful.
No, it isn't.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Because it'll make you squirt shit out your ass for an hour.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1679 of the BFO for Wednesday the 18th of June 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, little show. Y'all, I'm gonna try to catch up on some voice letters. Big Fatty, you got a buttload of them. Hello, Hatters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Hatters today because y'all are in the coal mine. On Tuesday, y'all, they announced who the replacement for the orange hat would be. And y'all, change is always an unusual thing, and you know, you just gotta kind of go with the flow. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your flow. And but you know, we'll see how it goes. But y'all, this will be the first time in Big Fatty's work career that his boss is going to be younger than him. Big Fatty, that's not hard to believe. No, it's not, because, you know, I'm older than dirt. Big Fatty, you're older than everyone except the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. Anyway, it will be an interesting adjustment, and you know, we'll talk about it and see. But you know, right now I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with it, and we'll just see how it goes. Because you know, Big Fatty's retired. I don't know if I mentioned that before. Big Fatty, every chance you get. So that was kind of the big news in the coal mine today, y'all. I was looking at my list for today's little show, and y'all, I only had two things on it. One of them was to play the voice letters. Big Fatty, you got a lot. And y'all, you know, the Big Brother app starts 1 week from today on the Wednesday the 25th. And y'all, that means that the house guests will be going in probably this weekend if they're not in already. I'm going to guess they'll probably go in on Thursday or Friday. But, you know, you never know about these things. But, y'all, the reason I wanted to bring up the Big Brother app, y'all, they're keeping the you know, the Big Brother does a good job of keeping the secrets. Don't have any idea who's going to be in there. But there's lots of rumors out there and all this kind of stuff. But, anyway, y'all, you know, the Chen bot, that Julie Chen, y'all, she's the host of the Big Brother. And y'all, Wednesday on her other show, The Talk, the Cheddar Chat, if you will. Big Fatty, we love the Cheddar Chat. Y'all, she's going to reveal the big twist. Big Fatty, the big twist for this season. And y'all, it should be interesting. And you know, so you might want to put that in your VRC if you're so inclined to watch the Big Brother app. I know that the big liar, Penis Biggus, Big Fatty, he loves the Big Brother, and I know he'll be putting it in his VRC here soon. Y'all, you can put it in your TiVo. Big Fatty has already got it in his. Big Fatty, fatty, it's vulgar. But anyway, yeah, they're showing on the TV machine. It was 20 years ago when that O.J. Simpson, you know, when he used to run through the Aereo Puertos, y'all, and it was 20 years ago he went crazy and drove around in that that car on the, I think he was on the 101. I don't think he had a spin out or anything. But anyway, but it, y'all, I can't believe it's been 20 years. Y'all, I'm telling you, the time, it just flies by big fatty, kind of like this 20 minutes. Well, no, it's not flying by big fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with big fatty. Fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I have an Ask a Chatty question. I think this is the third in all the years you've been podcasting that I have a question. So cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best way?
Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from royalty. From royalty, y'all, it is from that Princess Hanna. Princess Hanna, what's your question?
Okay, I just had my oldest Miss Regular General caller come back, and I don't know if this happens to you, but outdoors, my legs are very weak, like this big beginning kind of a thing. What do you do if this happens to you? After your gentleman callers come in the video. Just wanted to ask. Love you. Bye. Bye, Pooh. Hi, Sweetie.
Well, first of all, Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. An excellent question. And y'all, if you have a little trouble hearing Princess Anna, she's saying that her legs are weak. At least that's what I heard, and wanted to know what Big Fatty does if this happens to him. Well, Princess Hanna, Big Fatty, you know, once the deed is done, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. sometimes it's nice just to kind of lay there and catch your breath. And then if you go to get up, and if you're kind of lightheaded or your legs are weak or something like that, just sit there on the edge of the bed and, but if your gentleman caller is quick to jump up and run in the toilet and, you know, clean up and get the hell out of there, then just say thank you for calling. Leave the money right there on the dresser. Big Fatty, she does not say that.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I've had enough. I've had enough. And I've taken a hostage. Mm-hmm, that's right. Held hostage. Enough of the squeaky kitty. That's all I'm going to say. Don't piss me off. Oh, yeah, don't eat squeaky kitty. No, oh, Lord. Okay, bye.
Big Fatty, he's got squeaky kitties. I don't think that was squeaky kitty. That sounded to me like it was, it sounded to me, I don't know what it sounded like, but it sounded like squacky. You know, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver used the term squacky. when she posted over there at the BFO, so that sounded like old squacky, and I do mean old squacky, because there wasn't much squeak left in that squack. Uh, Squeaky, squacky. No, squacky. And, you know, I think Miss Beaver was trying to say squeaky kitty and combine them and came up with squacky. But I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think that was squeaky kitty at all. And, squacky, I hope you're okay. Squeaky kitty, would you like to comment to Mr. Vader about his threats? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, well, I think that sums it up nicely. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Apollonius, a.k.a. Peter Potamus, and I was just calling because I went on vacation and, of course, did not listen to your show, but let them stack up. And then when I was trying to order things, I noticed that there are 10 missing episodes. Okay, you go from episode number 1654 to 1665. So I was just wondering, whatever happened to those missing 10 episodes? Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Epilui or Peter Potamus or Apollonius or whatever you want to call him. First of all, Epilui, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. It seems like it's been a month of Sundays since we've heard from you. Now, y'all, he brings up a good point. And Epilui, I don't know what was going on, but it could be that the iTurds just was fucking it up. Big Fatty, that would come as no surprise to anyone. But I think if you go over to the BFO and click on over there on the left-hand side under the archives, let's just see here now, 1670. All right, let's go back a little bit more. Big Fatty, this is lovely. Maybe you should go back to May. Maybe that's where he was having the problem. Let's just see. You're right. 1653, 54. Oh, I think I just numbered them wrong.
Big Fatty, you mean you hadn't done all that number of shows?
Wait a minute, y'all. I got to look at my calendar here. 55. Y'all, I've numbered them wrong.
Big.
So y'all, I'll
poor Big Fatty.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. It should be 16. Okay. I'm just going to have to go back and renumber them because, Big Fatty, you just had fat fingers. And, y'all, I'm going to have to renumber it on my calendar, too, my mock-in calendar. So, y'all, this is really not episode 1679. So, Epilui, thank you so much for bringing this outrageous error to my attention. And, y'all, it just means it's just going to be more Big Fatty to enjoy. Big Fatty, enjoy maybe stretching it a little bit. Well, yes.
Big Fatty, it's me and Jay Wizzle at Barber Boulevard. There's some whoop whooping going on. I hope you and Dr. Stone are having a lovely time still in the Flow Riders, or you'll probably play this in about July, so you're probably home. But we just wanted to say thank you so much for being so fat this weekend and eating 3 large pizzas at lunch and drinking lots of gin and allowing Squeaky Kitty to accidentally be fed to a large puppy. So you're fat. Man.
Yeah, I got to yell that. I'm not quite sure who that was. The caller did not identify themselves, but whoever it was, they were with Jay Whistle. And caller, thank you so much for calling. Again, if you would please identify yourself next time you call, it would help greatly. Because wait a minute, what Squeaky Kitty? Oh, you think that's Vader? Oh, okay. Well, Squeaky Kitty thinks that might be Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And if that is you, Vader, Squeaky Kitty's got better ears than Big Fatty. I was not aware that Squeaky Kitty was attacked by a puppy dog. Squeaky Kitty, are you okay? Okay, well, maybe that was Squacky instead of Squeaky. Big Fatty, here we go again with a Squacky.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G. from Lotzel calling you. I have an Ask Big Fatty question, so hey, why don't you cue the music?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror. wrong?
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, this is our second Ask Big Fatty question on today's little show, and y'all, it comes to us from out there in the Bay Area, so I sent him twice. It is from that Peter G. Peter G, won't you quit singing? Ask me the question.
Hey, okay, so the question, Big Fatty, and maybe this has been asked in the past, but too damn bad. I'm asking again. You tell us all about your gentleman callers. And we all love that. We all love the gory details. But in the past, Big Fatty, I assume I'm going back many, 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 many years. Were there lady callers? Did Big Fatty have lady callers back in the day? Back in those halcyon days of yore? Let us know. Don't go into details, but just let us know if there were. How many? And if there were any at all. Because myself, I haven't had any lady callers. I'm a gold star, gay. But just inquiring minds want to know. Big Fatty. Lady callers in the past? Okay. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, I got to y'all, that, of course, is that Peter G from the Lots of Lulu Show. And first of all, Peter G, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't remember if this question has been asked before or not. But anyway, I'm very happy to answer this question, even if it's been asked before. Oh, Big Freddy, you're out of time! Yeah, I gotta see, Peter G, I'm gonna answer your question. Even though the music has run out, and this does go back a while. This was probably back. Let me think. Probably back in the early 80s. So you what is that? More than 30 years ago. Big Fatty had a lady in waiting, if you will. We never did the humpity bumpity, but there may have been some motorboating. You know, that big Ricky up there at the Stinky Orangutans a little show, y'all. He loves to do the motorboating, Big Fatty has done some of that, the kissing and making out and all that kind of stuff. Big Fatty, I'm nauseous all of a sudden. It's okay, but never anything down around the hoo-hoo. Big Oh, Lord. Well, so anyway, so I'm hoo-hoo free. Big Fatty. Oh, dear gussie. I guess the music started just in time. Big Fatty, he specifically asked for no details. Well, anyway, I didn't really give that any details, per se. Peter G., I'm sure that because I did not give any details that you just want to say... Big Fatty, we are all giving a big old B-flat on that one. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Speaking of humpity bumpity, I hope you have... Oh, y'all, Veda's calling. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. And, JR, what did you think about Big Fatty's talk about the hoo-hoo, huh?
Because it'll make you squirt shit out your ass for... an hour.
Oh, Big Fatty, thank goodness you stayed away from that.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.